Welcome back, Fifth Grade Info. This is episode S5L1. This is Maddie Mullen, your host. Remember in kindergarten when your teacher gave you a bunch of little colorful bears and asked you to sort them? Well, guess what you were doing? You were being a scientist. You were actually classifying the bears by the way that they looked, their features or characteristics. Scientists do the same thing with living organisms. One way that they are classified is into two groups, with or without backbones. Animals with backbones, that row of connective bones down the middle of the back, they're called vertebrates, and animals without backbones are invertebrates. To further classify animals, scientists put the categories for vertebrates into five different sections. You have fish, who live in water, breathe with gills, have scales and fins, and reproduce by laying eggs. You have amphibians, who spend part of their life in water and part on land. They have smooth, moist skin and most lay eggs. You have reptiles, who have lungs and scales and lay eggs. You have birds with feathers, beak, 2 feet, 2 wings, most can fly. And mammals, who have hair or fur, breathe through lungs, grow inside mother's body, and feed milk from mother's body. Then, our second category are invertebrates. Those are 95% of our species are invertebrates. They do not have backbones. They could have a hard covering or shell, such as spiders, lobster, sponges, or not, such as squid, jellyfish, and earthworms. So next time you're classifying or sorting things, remember what you are doing is being a scientist.